So much is given. Beauty pours into the world from the higher spheres, yet it is often desecrated, distorted, and turned into a caricature. So many calls for awakening remain a voice crying in the wilderness. It is deeply saddening to see how divine majesty turns into pathetic misery. Christ, Buddha, and Maitreya are relegated to the backyards of consciousness, and hearts remain empty and futile. And the dark enemy rejoices, counting victories over those who are supposedly light-bearers. Not bright, but black stars emit darkness, thus the heaviness is immense. The strike of the sword is called for, so that harmony with the heavens may manifest in life. The path to the light of the fires requires the living, not the dead. But the hearts of the many are sealed, and minds are clouded. The fury of anger is so great, so much hatred and lies cover the face of the earth, and truth is in a trap. And the light cannot break through the impenetrable veil of darkness. And yet, its power grows, and the outcome of the final battle is known. And from the Tower of Chung, the calls are heard, and the worthy heed them, and the unity grows on the earthly and unseen planes. The world is preparing for great changes and great achievements. The age of the star-flaming mother is coming.